And the verse before this in 1 John 1, verse 2, it shows us that he is eternal life. He's not only the life giver, for the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and declare unto you and show the life which was with the Father and was revealed unto us. So he is life eternal. In the verse that Brother Jake referred to, the end of 1 John, this is the true God and eternal life. So he is eternal life, and there is no life outside of him. If there is anyone here that has no life, there is no life except in faith in him. John 3:36. He that believeth the Son hath eternal life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. And in many times John presents the truth in the positive and right away in the negative. You have life. You believe on the Son, you have life. You don't believe on the Son, shall not see life. But I also enjoy the thought that Brother Alfred said, that he looks as the redemption work is done. And the disciples are seen in the perfections of the work that was accomplished on the cross, in the perfection of the burnt offering. The burnt offering is obedience to God unto death. And he says to the Father, at the end of verse 6, and they have kept thy word. Have they really kept his word? A few hours before this, they were fighting with one another. Who is the greatest among them? In themselves, in yourself, in myself, we have not kept the Father's word. But seen in the perfection of the burnt offering, they have kept their word. And he presents them before the Father in his own perfection. And what a joy it is that we are accepted in the Beloved. There is no fear in love. First John says. And then he says, for as he is, so are we in this world. As he is in the full acceptance in heaven, so are we here in this world, because the Father sees us in him. It's always in him. You know, when we look at the enjoyment of the blessings in Ephesians 1, it is always in him. In the Beloved, he says, in Christ Jesus. And when he says in him, that is seen in his perfection. When he says in us, that is our practice. That the world may see in us. So for instance, when he says, if any man in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things are made new. That is not the practice, but it is the position. Any man in Christ, all the past is gone. God doesn't see in him, and see in you and in me, except what he sees in the person of the Christ.